Did you ever come to any kind of terms with the state over this percentage deal that you got slighted by after the promise from Christie? Has the new governor solved any of that?
Don, all I can say right now is I think everyone's going to be pleasantly pleased, taxpayers of this county, when the results are revealed. Right now, we are in a settlement stage, and it is all I can say is that it will be extremely favorable.
Does that mean to have anything to do with the pilot?
It means that we have a governor that understands that his word means something, understands what a commitment is, and understands that the vindictiveness of the previous administration is going to be corrected. Whether, as you saw today, the equal pay for equal work, which I don't understand how that can even be an issue, was with the previous governor. And there's a lot of things that are being corrected right now. This governor, his philosophy and mine are quite different. I'm far more conservative than he is, but at the same time, it's not conservative or liberal when it comes down to honesty and decency and keeping your word.
So the suit regarding the pilot program, that it's being worked out.
It is being worked out, and right now it is embargoed where we are. We did go to a settlement conference, and which, by the way, I spent all day in. And all I can tell you is it will. I believe it will be favorable to the taxpayers as much as I can say at this present time. But it'll come out very, very soon. But it's confidential at this present time.
All right. Any other open spaces that you're looking at maybe to preserve?
Well, we have bought quite a bit of open space, and a lot of the money is earmarked, and I want to make sure that the debt service is maintained. So we have that's a separate fund that is used. It doesn't come out of the general fund. So we've been quite frugal about it. We have not used it for development purposes. For quite some time, and we are using it for preservation. The state of New Jersey, quite some time ago, decided to change the use of that money and allow for it to be used for development rather than just the acquisition. And we did that also. I can't say that the county did not do that. We did. But we're back to the just acquisition stage of it. I mean, the farmland that we bought for the millions of dollars, that if that's not going to be farmed, that will have to sit fallow. And that goes for the children, the grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of the of these huge tracts, the blueberry tracts, let's say, that we have purchased. They can farm it, or they can let it sit fallow. They cannot develop it. So we've really made that Farmland Preservation Act work here in Atlantic County, and that is another portion of the open space that we have. You know, they don't make any more real estate, Don. That's why the moguls have made so much money on it. And, you know, preservation of these properties, in the long run, somebody's going to say, you know, what a great idea that was. And, you know, who decided to do that? I don't care whether it's a Brigantine Wildlife Preserve that they have. Somebody was farsighted enough to set that aside. And that's what we're doing here, whether it's buying up parkland and letting it just sit. That's what we do, and that's what we're going to continue to do, especially in areas that are threatened.
Well, and I'll wrap it up with this. Overall, with the short term that the new governor has been in there, I take it you would give him some passing grades.
Well, look, his intentions are most certainly there. I don't know where the money's going to come from, and is the use of the word free. I think he uses a bit too freely. I mean, a free community college, it's certainly not free unless the professors and the support staff and the books and pencils and everything are free. It's somebody's got to pay for it, and that has to be worked out. It's going to be a heavy lift for him in this state, considering the fact it's the highest tax state in the country. But I believe his intentions are good. I believe he's a good man. And in dealing with him, especially with this the pilot, he's shown me to be a man of his word, and I don't know how successful he's going to be with these many pie in the sky things he'd like to get done. But ideally, that would be a wonderful thing. But well, who's going to pay for it? And somebody has to. Just remember, when you're told it's free, you better wonder, you know, how could it possibly be free? And it's somebody's going to pay for it, and I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to be the taxpayers.
County Executive, thank you very much for coming to the phone this morning.